Welcome to the Leadership Levers Podcast. I'm your host, Will Gladhart, CEO of Connect2Metrics. At Connect2Metrics, we help organizations strengthen their culture one action at a time. We're here today to learn about the actions leaders have taken to address cultural change. Our guest today is Dustin Lewis, the president of Homefield. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us today, Dustin.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I thought we would start out by having you share with our audience a bit about yourself and your organization.
Yeah, I am a blessed guy who has spent the last 29 years of my career in sports, kind of across all recreational sports, competitive sports, fitness for the last, like I said, few decades now that it's going on. I played sports growing up. I was a collegiate basketball and baseball player, loved sports, loved everything about it, and knew that from a very young age that I wanted to do this for a living. However, when I was 12, I envisioned that being playing at a big arena stadium field somewhere. Fortunately or unfortunately, as I got older, I knew that the playing part probably wasn't in the cards, but really wanted to make a difference for athletes, young athletes, going through a process that I went through and really giving them support to get farther than I could get by having great support and using science, technology, using resources. And once again, just a blessed guy, right place, right time with a group that really had a great idea to take youth sports and take it to the next level of really that pathway or process of, all right, not every kid becomes a pro, but every pro was a kid, right? And so learning, you know, from my own personal experience and then working with them close to the last three decades, working with high school, college, and professional athletes, really taking the guesswork out of, hey, here's what a pro does. And here's what they did when they were 12. And here's what they did when they were 14. And trying to make sure we're doing as much of the things that were really helpful. And then really learning from those that process as well is like, all right, here's what I could have avoided if I would have known. And that's really the plan of Homefield, is to give a pro experience for the athlete, a pro experience and support for coaches, a pro experience and support for officials, a pro experience really for the people that are funding it all, which is parents. And I don't think spectators and parents really have been able to get the experience that they would hope for or desire out of youth sports, with lots of factors that go into it. But really, hey, what if we put people in charge of designing youth sports facilities that design pro sports facilities? What would we do different? And really taking all of those things in my own personal experience, and once again, just the crossroads of experience meeting with opportunity, right? And that's where we are today with where I'm standing.
So we will be discussing three questions today. As a warm-up to start our conversation, would you share why you believe a healthy culture is critical?
Yeah, I think not just critical, but essential. I think you can get by with things sometimes that aren't critical, but essential as far as having everyone having optimism. You have to be really careful with who your teammates you choose, because you want to have people that are skeptic, which is great, but you can't move things in a forward direction without genuine optimism, not fake optimism, not, hey, we feel, but really understanding that optimism. And then the second part, once again, of that culture of enthusiasm. I think even sometimes to our kids today, we almost make kids feel bad in their peer groups about being enthusiastic about anything. So we have to be a place and a culture that not only welcomes enthusiasm, but cultivates it in really thoughtful, organic ways, not fake enthusiasm, not fake optimism, but that culture of being intentional of those two things. Gosh, I feel like we can get a lot of great things that have happened with part of our culture if those two things are really the cornerstones.
Thanks for sharing that. I think this definitely rolls into our first question of, you know, what do you see as the biggest challenge leaders face? And this could apply to coaches, this could apply to your own self, but when leaders face when addressing cultural change within an organization, or maybe a specific example that you faced in your own organization?
I would say that the biggest challenge we have is expectation. So if you really are thoughtful at explaining and everyone is under the same definitions of expectations, I think it's really possible. But once again, as soon as expectations of what I think, feel, or believe is different from somebody else, I think, I believe, And we haven't come to a common ground of this is, and the expectations are an is, not think, hope, believe, feel, but really like, hey, what is our intention? What is our value? What is our process? And I think once everyone understands that and understands expectations, once again, that's probably the biggest challenge is it's because everybody hears it slightly different, right? So we have to be really thoughtful and saying it over and over and over and over again. So it can't get to a point where you said, you thought, I felt, those things have to be removed. And like, we are an is and are.
I really like that. And I think that is a great piece of advice for leaders, simply because that clarity around communication, that clarity around your vision for your organization, that clarity for all your staff, you know, and as a leader, that has to keep coming from you repetitively all the time. So what do you think that leaders can do to address the challenge beyond kind of what we just touched on, this challenge, what they're facing, you know, or what they could have done?
I feel like if we thoughtfully measure where we're at with people, not necessarily always formal, but formal can be part of it, but really measuring that understanding, measuring the expectation that we put in clear, concise KPIs, right? Hey, that's easy to measure. I know whether I'm reaching it or not. And then really reviewing it over and over until, you know, it's an easy agreement and it's an easy game plan and everybody can recite it quickly and confidently. I think, once again, those measurables of what I'm supposed to do, what I am doing, and what I'm going to do, I think those are a great way to avoid it.
I think that's some great insight, simply because I love that you're weaving in the communication, but you're also weaving in the terms of teams and, you know, the sports references, because, you know, 60%+ of leaders in today's businesses played organized youth sports at some time. So there had to be some tenets that came out of that not only you're fostering at home field, but also as a leader that you have learned over a lot of years of how to bring those to the forefront.
So. Yeah. And when we're dealing with people who are setting those expectations for kids and understand how powerful it is, gosh, I mean, that never changes throughout our lifetime. We all want to please, right? I mean, I got into youth sports and playing sports because I wanted to please my dad, right? I wanted him to be proud. I wanted him to be enjoy it and really take pride in what I was doing. And I think us as part of an organization, part of a team, we still want that. You know, we want mom and dad to be proud of and appreciate what we're doing.
Yeah, I love that. That's really cool. And so, you know, you've shared some of the insights around the teamwork, the communication, the building. You know, is there anything else you would like to share or add for any other leaders as they're thinking about continuing to work in their organization, strengthen their culture, impact change?
We have an unofficial slogan around here that we've used for quite some time now, but the fact is good always wins. It always wins. So it might not win in the time frame that you had hoped or expected it to, but if you're doing good, right? And if that's where your decision making comes down to, are we doing good? And if the answer is yes, it's going to win. And so I think you can have great faith in knowing that, hey, you know, it might not look in the short term like success. It might short term be painful. It might short term be uncomfortable. It might short term be have people have skepticism toward you. But really having that faith and foundation and like, once again, are we doing good? And if the answer is yes, then give it time. Give it that patience of time to know that it's undefeated.
Dustin, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you again for your insights.
Well, thank you for having me. This was great.
Thank you for joining the Leadership Levers podcast. You may find all our Leadership Levers episodes on our website at connect2metrics.com/podcast. Tune in weekly as we invite leaders to share their experiences in strengthening culture, one action at a time.